You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Don't Be Crass by Hannah Everingham. Snufkin, Melody of Moomin Valley is a wholesome and atmospheric game based on the Moomin's books by Tove Jansson. The core inspiration of the game's storyline comes from the book Moomin Summer Madness, which came out in 1954, in which Snufkin ends up in a conflict with the park keeper. I spoke with the developer of the game and CEO at Hyper Games, Are Sutnes, about the process of putting it all together and how he went about striking the right tone for the game. Here's that interview.
What kind of game is Snufkin Melody of Moomin Valley?
Snufkin Melody of Moomin Valley is an adventure exploration game. It's about this character called Snufkin, who's one of the most known characters from the Moomin IP. And he enjoys traveling and exploration, and over winter he always travels on his own while his friends, the Moomin Troll, are in hibernation. So at the beginning of the game, you see Snufkin, who's heading back towards Moomin Valley for spring and looking forward to meeting his friend, the Moomin Troll. And while he gets there, he realizes that something has gone wrong while he has been away and wants to figure out what's going on. The game is very much an adventure game. It has a lot of dialogue and narrative. We wanted to feel sort of like a storybook coming to life within the game. And it also has a lot of like lighthearted puzzle mechanics and some stealth elements. So there's a lot of different kind of game mechanics in there, but the overall experience is like an adventure sort of game.
What has the process been of developing the game?
It has been long. We have been working on this for 4 years now.
Wow.
And yeah, so we just started like playing with the ideas of doing a game based on Tove Jansson, who's the author of the Moomin books and the original creator of the Moomin IP. So the idea came out of reading one of her books for my oldest, who was five at the time. The book is called Who Can Comfort Tuffle. It's a story about the very scared little creature who's forced to go out in the world and find his strength. And I was really taken by the emotional depth of the story and the melancholy and the sort of unusual sadness to this whole story. That's not what we usually see in like kids literature. And I think that like I grew up with Moomins. Everyone in Nordics knows the Moomin. It's like Disney. So I've always known about the Moomins, and I grew up watching the 90s anime show on TV when I was a kid, but I never had like a proper relationship to the novels by Tove Jansson before that point. So after reading that book, I started doing more research on her novels and also her artwork. She was an amazing illustrator and painter. So the original idea was to, so can we make a game that sort of captures the essence of Tove Jansson, both like the stories and the art style, not trying to copy her style like a carbon copy, but have the game feel like something she could have made and could have been part of, and something that she at least would approve of if she had been alive today.
There is that very melancholic element to the books that I just love. I think that's what makes them so special, because like you say, you wouldn't usually see something like that, read something like that in children's literature, and that's what makes it so poignant and so impactful, I think. Do you think that the game might have a sort of slight melancholic feel to it, akin to those stories?
Yeah, we try to get as much of that atmosphere and that style and like the mood of the books in. But like overall, the game is quite lighthearted, and it's sort of what's defined as a cozy game these days and a wholesome game. But we do have like a bit of scary elements and a bit of sad elements. And so we want to have like a wide range of emotions as the books also have. And also it's important for us to be clear that the game, as the books, aren't really kids' entertainment. Like it's accessible for kids. It's definitely kids can play it, but we're not designing this as like a kids product. It's something that adults and children can enjoy the same and also together, hopefully.
So you've always been a fan of the Moomins. How did this opportunity arise?
It's like I mentioned, it really started by rediscovering the books and the stories, which they are very different from a lot of the modern adaptions that you see, because they have a lot more depth and especially like the emotional depth and the atmosphere of them. I don't hate anything of the other Moomin products, but it's definitely has a lot more of Tove Jansson's personality and voice coming through. I brought that idea back to the team. Like, could we make something here that, like, the original idea was to do an adaptation of The Who Can Comfort Tuffle, which is a really short, small book. But we realized that it's not going to work because it's a bit too constrained and too short, and we can't make a full game out of that. And the game designers worked a lot on figuring out like what kind of game could it be if we are going to make a game out of this. And I think Snufkin very early on caught the attention of the game designers, both because he's everyone's favorite character, of course, but also because he has a lot of traits that's good for a protagonist in a game. He likes to explore, he likes to walk around and adventure, and he has a lot of interesting stories to tell all the time. He enjoys music, and he's sort of like a survivor. This isn't a survival game, you know, but it has a lot of these traits. And we actually have a theory that the character Link from the Zelda series has taken a lot of inspiration from Snufkin as a character when they made the original design of Link. And there's definitely some similarities between them. And the first thought was like, maybe we do like a Zelda-like kind of game. Mm-hmm. And I think we have still some remnants of that in the game, but it has progressed a lot since then. It's a much more narrative game, and while he does have traits that's good for that kind of adventure, like classic adventure RPG kind of game, he also has some traits that doesn't fit because he's non-violent. We can't have any combat in the game, and he doesn't really care about materialistic stuff. You can't have him go around picking up gold coins or things like that. So we use the music, which is his main character trait, I'd say, in all of the stories, as the tools, the weapons, if you want, that these games have. So the music is the progression throughout the game. He collects inspiration instead of collecting material objects, and he also gets different instruments throughout the game, which have different tools, different abilities within the game.
He begins with the harmonica, doesn't he?
Yes, of course. That's his go-to instrument.
How did you go about recreating the world Tove Jansson created with the Moomins?
It's been a big challenge visually, because Tove Jansson has a very broad range of art styles in everything that she did. She has a lot of like oil paintings and watercolor paintings, and a lot of like pencil and penned artwork and like etching, very meticulous etching. And also then you have all the more modern takes on it with the like Japanese animation style, and you have the most recent 3D adaption. And it was important for us to take all our source of inspiration from the original work by Tove Jansson. But even there, it varies a lot. And she wasn't very, what's the word? She wasn't very consistent on how she drew or painted. Like, all the characters look very different in a lot of the illustrations that she did. So figuring out like what's the core of this character, that what's like, we want people to recognize the character immediately, like Snufkin, but it also needs to feel true to Tove's original drawings. So you sort of have to blend all of these together and find like the essence of the character. And this was the same for the art style. But I think for the art style in general, we took almost all of the inspiration from the watercolor paintings that Tove Jansson did. You find this on the covers of the books, the original covers that she made. And they're so beautiful. And I think that was like, there's one or two pieces that she did, which is this like the main source of all the art inspiration in the game. It was a big challenge also because this is all 2D stuff. We want a game where you can walk around freely in the environment and not be restricted to two dimensions. So the world and the terrain and everything is 3D. It's 3D models. We want it still to feel like it's flat and feel like it's in a book and a storybook. So there's been a lot of work on finding like the right tools and the right ways to solve these things.
Which characters feature in the game aside from Snufkin?
Oh, there's a lot. Like, I think we have, in total, we have over 50 sort of small and more prominent characters. And all of them are directly adapted from Tove's drawings. We haven't invented anyone. But some of them have been given a lot of, like, bigger roles. Also, more personality and more depth than, because they, in some of, like, for instance, the one of the books that the main source of inspiration for the main story of the game, which is Moomin Summer Madness, I believe. I'm not sure if the same title in New Zealand, but I'm not sure if you have New Zealand specific books anyway for but we're so used to having all of these titles translated everywhere in different titles. So in the Moomin Summer Madness book, or is Midsummer Madness actually, one of the enemies of Snufkin, one of the very few enemies of Snufkin, is the park keeper. And it was important for us to sort of have this conflict and this relationship of Snufkin being really, he's so focused on nature is nature. Nobody is supposed to do anything with nature, and especially not putting up signs and adding rules to what you're allowed to do. He's a bit of a anti-establishment kind of traits to him, and then you have the park keeper, who's his enemy. He's not a villain, but he is very focused on. He wants to have everything very tidy, and everything is supposed to be very perfect and lined up and straight edges. And so you have this contrast between these two, which is the main conflict, I'd say, in the game. So the park keeper has been given a lot more personality, I guess, and story than in the original works. And the main story of the game is completely new. It's inspired by a lot of the stories that Tove Jansson wrote, but the overall story is not one that you find in any of the books. But yeah, as for characters, like all of the most popular ones, I guess, you have Little Mai, you have Tutiki, you have the Moomin, all the Moomin trolls, you have Sniff, and yeah, you have a lot of like the lesser known characters as well. So I think everyone should hopefully find some of their favorites there.
Did you face any difficulties in striking the right tone for the game?
I wouldn't say it was difficult, but it's a bit taunting because it's a bit daunting because there's a lot of pressure for us to make it feel right for the mood of the books. It was difficult in the sense that we feel a lot of pressure to make it right, and we have spent a lot of time on like the story and the atmosphere and the music, which is a super important part of the atmosphere and the mood of the game. But yeah, this has been a really important focus for us all the time, like finding the right tone of voice and the right mood. And also our lead writer David Skyfjord has done such a good job in writing like humorous lines, like the dialogue and everything is it feels very much like something that Tove Jansson would have enjoyed reading as well.
That was CEO at Hyper Games, Ade Sudner, speaking to me about developing Snufkin: Melody of Moomin Valley, a new atmospheric game based on the Moomin's books by Tove Jansson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.